Hey, I'm doing a little update on the homeless documentary. I have changed the name of it. The name of it used to be I Am Facing Homelessness in Knoxville. The new name of it is Knoxville is Facing Homelessness, which I think is a much more descriptive title. And plus, with the whole law of attraction thing, if you say that, I am facing homelessness in Knoxville, it makes you feel like you are, and it kind of sinks into your head and it gets to you. So yeah, I have changed the name of it to make it more suitable and more palatable and make sure that people, when saying it, don't actually decrease their net worth. So, little update. Yesterday, I went to the Waffle House off the actual highway, and there's a homeless guy standing outside that was wanting to come in and get like a hot cup of coffee or a hot chocolate or something like that. And I invited him inside, and I sat down with him at the table, and I told him he could have anything on the menu he wanted. And there's a waitress inside that was just giving him shit because he was homeless. That's what people do. Homeless people are one of the last demographics in society that is okay to marginalize and treat like shit. So this lady was like just giving him hell, and I was like, why are you doing that? Don't you realize this guy's been treated pretty much this way his entire life, and you're just adding to the problem of his, you know, feeling bad about himself. You know, can you please not do that? And she was like, fine, walked off. And so the manager asked her to apologize, and she apologized to me, not him, and said, I'm sorry if you mistook what I said. I said, look, I pulled the manager aside and said, look, she apologized to me. She does not need to apologize to me. She's apologized to him. And what happened is either the manager or the lady basically paid for our meals. So that's essentially what I'm going to do. I'm going to take homeless people into nice restaurants. Waffle House isn't exactly the nicest restaurant, but I'm going to take homeless people into restaurants and make people feel uncomfortable. And since they're paying customers, they can't do shit about it. And if they do, I'm going to raise hell and embarrass them and make them feel bad. Pretty effective, right? I'm going to shame Knoxville into treating people better, into treating the homeless better. That's my plan, and it seems to work.